Good morning, good morning, good morning. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Amen. Happy New Year.
Here we go.
Welcome to 5785. Happy, happy New Year. We're excited to be on. We apologize for the late arrival. We both had to work. I don't really know why his finger is up, because if it wasn't for me, we wouldn't be on right now. So bless God. At any rate, we are thankful for just another day of God's great. And I know I talked about Happy New Year. Wait, Tanya, it's October. What are you talking about? Pastor Michael will be going through.
Oh, no, not just me.
Okay. Pastor Michael will be going through, and I will sprinkle here and there as my understanding comes forth. When you add all that up.
What's that?
5785.
We'll get there. We'll get there.
All right. Well, bless God. I thank you that I am woke. I thought I had to. So where I work, we do mandatory overtime and all that good stuff. And so we have on call. So I was nice, because one of the workers had to take her baby to Disney on Ice. And so what am I going to say? So she asked me to switch. So I thought I had. And so I'm backup for on call. And so that means if the backup, the person doesn't show up, the backup person has to come. So I was like, oh God, as I was tired and, you know, I did a lot of self-care yesterday. So I went and got a massage. It was amazing. And then went and got my hair done and just, you know, self-care, taking care of me. I got home. I was like, oh, I'm tired. Like, why did I do this? So I cooked something. Then Pastor Michael's like, you need to go to bed. Like, whatever.
Yeah.
So I went. It was around, what, 4?
Had to be closer to 5.
Well, because I, yeah, so around there. So I went and laid down, set my clock, because the on-call supervisor says, I'll contact you at 7 to let you know if you're working on call. So I had set my alarm for 6:45, and Lord, thank you, please. So I got the call. So the on-call person did show up, so I was good. But we also have to do mandated overtime. So I smartly signed up for 12 a.m. this morning to 3 a.m.
Well, I was already at work, see, so.
But you were home. So then I came, but I came home, so I am a little sleepy. And so I got my 3 hours in, and, you know, God is so good, because before, if I had to do mandated, if I did the on-call, I guess right before I came, the kids were acting up. So I missed all the fun. So I am so thankful. You know, God, thank you, Lord. So as soon as we're done with the broadcast, I'm going to keep it real. I'm going to bed. So
she ain't going to be able to go to sleep. She's going to be all.
No.
She could, after this word go for her, she's going to be all energized. And the Lord going to be like, see, now you thought you were going to go to sleep. But now I want you to pray and do something.
I have to go to sleep, because I have to be up tomorrow. And, you know, so I need to sleep. So I said all that. Happy New Year. God is so good. We're excited about this new dispensation, you know, and even as we go into prayer. So one of the things that we'll be talking about, as we're still continuing on with the power of awe, mm-hmm. but talking about the 10 days of awe, how we just celebrated Rosh. How do you say it? Rosh
Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah. It's not Hanukkah.
Yeah.
It's Rosh Hashanah.
So, and that's the beginning of the 10 days of Oz, as we get prepared for the Feast of Tabernacles. And as we have entered into a new year,
new season,
new season. And so in this 10 day of Oz, it really is about reflection. Mm-hmm. It's about you looking at your life. And so even as we get ready to pray, I want you to put on, open up your spiritual eyes, right? This is a time, Father God, check us, show us, right? Show us anything that is lacking in our life that is not pleasing to him as we enter into this new season. We're so used to celebrating, you know, the new year. And yeah, we don't discount this, but we follow the calendar of the Lord.
Right, because
see, which is the moon.
Well, it's not just the moon.
But the cycles of the moon.
It's according to what he said.
The cycles of the moon.
It's what he said in Ecclesiastes chapter 3. He says, to everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. When God created time, he stepped out of time so he could be the executor of everything in his universe. And if you are a comic book lover, the multiverse, okay?
Amen.
Okay, because yes, there are different dimensions, okay? We are in
what's
called
a whole nother thing.
We are in what's called the third dimension. Even I think it was Dr. Cho that talked about the fourth dimension. See, when you start talking about the kingdoms of God, which is God's way of doing things, see, God is so awesome, is that he said, look, when God began to look at the universe and say, I want to share my wealth, I want to share the power, I want to share my existence. And when he created us, it was because he wanted to share what he had with his offspring. And this is the whole purpose of why Jesus had to come. This is the whole purpose why we get into God's timing and not just what we see around us. Because definitely, if we look at what we see around us, yeah, we might just go crazy and we might just have to, you know, have to go and get some appointments. Say, but you know, when we understand that God has a ultimate plan for your life, and everything that he's done in your life is to get you to that expected end. Amen?
Amen.
So why don't you go ahead and pray?
Hallelujah. Father, we thank you that truly this is the day that you have made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you, Lord God, that we sit circumspect and sit quietly at your feet and ask in you, oh God, Lord, as we enter in this new season, Father God, give us wisdom. Give us understanding. Father God, give us, Lord God, we thank you that we are in alignment with your will and your purpose. We thank you in this season, Lord, not only do we understand our purpose, but Lord, we are no longer sitting on the sideline, but we're activated in the game of life, Lord God, working out and working through and doing the work that our soul must have, doing the work that we're called to do. I thank you, Lord, that you illuminated everybody's understanding, open up the eyes of their understanding as we dive into the word so that we can apply your principles, your strategies to live an abundant life. Lord, that you would that we would prosper, be in health, even as our soul prospers. We thank you this year for soul prosperity. We thank you, Lord God, that we are walking in divine healing. Our minds are open, Lord God. Father, I thank you that you are supernaturally going into the different levels, Lord, and the layers of our brain, Father God, and the things where we have been hurt, Lord God. You're going into the specific area and you're causing a restoration. You're causing supernatural healing. Lord, you're causing us to forget those things, those painful things. You're causing us to forget, to totally forget, Lord God, that we may move forward, Lord, that we're no longer sucked into the trauma, sucked into the hurt, sucked into the damage that we may have experienced that's hindering us, Lord God, from moving forward in this dispensation. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for the power of all. We thank you, Lord God, that one of your characteristics is that you are Jehovah Rapha.
Yeah,
you are the God that healeth thee. And so even as we move in this new dispensation, Father, you're causing healing, Lord, physical healing, spiritual healing, emotional healing, healing, rifts within our families, rifts within our relationships.
Yes, yes.
You're causing healing because, Lord, you are truly a family man. You are about the restoration of the family. And even as we've been talking about the power of all, Lord God, I believe that Lord, that you are causing us a revelation of understanding of the divine origin and unity of God. Lord God, that you are establishing our dependence upon God. Father God, that you are causing us, Lord God, to understand our purposeful existence. And Lord God, that we understand your imminence. Father, we thank you for healing. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen.
So listen, we want to welcome everyone to the early morning hour of power with us, Pastor and Prophets Michael and Tanya Bryan of Restored Ministries International, where our purpose, our ministry, and our mission is to restore, renew, and refresh you, the sons of God, with the word of God. Now, what you hear this morning is not going to be our opinion, but it shall be the word. Because the Bible says, in the beginning was the word.
That's right.
The word was with Elohim, okay? Because I know King James says God, but his name at that appointed time is Elohim, which means father and creator. The word was with God, and the word was God. Then he says in verse 12, to as many as received him, the word, he gave them the power to become the sons of God. Now, let me just say it like this, okay, because I'm going to say this to the ladies also. Listen, we were created as sons, not servants, not slaves. God doesn't need servants, slave butlers to be waiting on him, okay? He created us as sons. This is why Psalms 82 says, ye are gods. I have said you are gods and you are the children of the Most High. So he created us, even though, now listen, in my family, I felt like I was a slave sometimes as a kid when, when they called your name, it was because you was getting ready to do something. Okay. But when God calls your name, he's trying to get you to your purpose, to your expected end, what he created you for. And that was, first of all, to walk in dominion and authority in the vocation or in the purpose of your calling. You all are called to do something. Your calling, your purpose is supposed to answer a problem in the earth. Okay, I'm gonna say it again. Mm-hmm. See, listen, because you're a son, you have a right to your inheritance. Slaves don't have a right to the inheritance of the master. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, in our natural world, in our 3D world, the only way the slave could get the fortune of the master was if all of the masters, all the children were killed or murdered or dead. Okay, but then because you were not a real person according to their law, okay? This is why God said, listen, I am come down to deliver you. He came down. This is why we teach about the feast of the Lord. Because why? Because that's when the Father himself, Elohim, comes down to reconnect, to restore, and to restore us to the favor that we were given at creation. So listen, grab your Bibles, grab your coffee, your tea, your smoothie. Share the broadcast. Let your peeps know, amen? Because listen, we're just going to share a word of encouragement to let you know what this new season, because whenever God does something, he creates it with a purpose, and then he creates the time and season for that purpose to be in operation, amen? So even right now, we are getting prepared for what's called the Feast of Tabernacles. That's when we all come together and we commune with the Father, okay? But right now, we are in what's called the reflection time. The, in Hebrew, it's called the days of awe, where you're in a time of reflection and repentance, because when 5785, Rosh Hashanah, which was from October 2nd to October 4th, opened up, that's when the Father opens up what's called the Book of Life to see whose name would be in it for this next season. Is your name written in the book? Amen. Well, this is why we take the time to reflect and repent, because the Bible says that when we repent, he's faithful and just to forgive us. This is why Jesus shed his blood, for repentance, reflection, and restoration, not condemnation. But, oh, I know I'm speaking to somebody right now. The Bible says there is therefore no condemnation. There's no guilt. There's no spirit of guilt to those who are in Christ Jesus. So this is why we repent. This is why we reflect and we say, Father, we already know we didn't do everything right. We have all fallen short. But today we're going to get it right, because you have given us an opportunity for restoration.
And we want to welcome Riverio. God bless you. I think
this Riverio.
Yeah, we want to welcome you to the Hour of Power. Amen. And then, of course, our faithful Sister Michelle, God mm-hmm. bless you. Welcome to the Hour of Power. Amen.
Let's see. Where is everybody at? Where is Brother Doug? Where is everybody at this morning? Amen. Let me see here. Da, 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 da. Make sure everybody has been. Listen, and please, once again, share the broadcast, because we just going go in here. So we have been teaching about these four keys of the power of all. Now the funny thing is that God opened up this teaching at the time of Pentecost. Now, the Bible says in Acts chapter 2 that when the days of Pentecost, when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were in. Well, let's just go there. Amen. Father, we give you praise, honor, and glory. We thank you that this word shall go forth unhindered and uninterrupted by any satanic weapon or force, in Jesus' mighty name. Now, look at what it says. It says, and when the day, Acts chapter 2, everyone get there. And when you get there, someone type, it is so. Acts chapter 2. Amen. Acts chapter 2. Look at what it says. And it says, and when the day, okay, when the day of Pentecost, in the Greek means 50, okay? Amen. 5 in the Bible represents grace. So when the day of multiplied grace, okay, I want you to get this up in your spirit, because this is where we're going today. When the day of multiplied grace, when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all. Now, here's the key. This power of all, this word all right here means whole and all together. Okay. And when, because they were 120 people in the upper room. Okay. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were whole and all together with one accord. This phrase, one accord, with one accord, means one passion, one mind, in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven. So the sound didn't come from the room. It came from heaven. Now, listen, God does not just put any type of words here. Now, this book, Acts, is written, or the author is given to Luke, which was the doctor of the 12 disciples. He was the very detailed one. So, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as a mighty rushing wind, and it filled all the house, okay, where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues of fire, and it sat upon each of them, and they were all filled and began to speak with the Holy Ghost. They were filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues. Now listen, here is the power of this. When you understand that, first of all, your divine origin and unity with God, you were not. Okay, and I'll use myself as an example. We just came out of my birthday month, okay? So September 2nd, 1968, that's when I was brought forth into the earth. That wasn't when I was created and born, Okay, I was created in Genesis chapter 1. And God said, let us create mankind in our image and after our likeness, okay? So that's our divine origin and unity because we were in Christ before the world began. Then number two, our dependence, our trust of God. Okay, our trust of and trust in God. Proverbs chapter 3 says, trust the Lord, lean not to your own understanding, acknowledge him in all your ways, and he will direct your path. When we trust in God, not in man, not in what we see around us, okay? We have to understand our trust or our faith is in God. Then number three, our purposeful existence, okay? He says, I know the plans that I think toward you, thoughts of peace, not of evil, to give you an expected end. God created us with a purpose. My purpose, our glory, was to be a teacher. God gave my family a legacy of education. This is why the Lord made me go back to school. Again, proper time, she just finished her school. So because she connected to us, she was connected. See, we're all together in one place with one accord. Can you see this? And then number four, immanence of God. The word immanence means his active involvement in our life. I'm telling you, when I've been in reflection because for this new school that I'm getting ready to go to, that the Lord has called me to get another master's degree, it's making me reflect because I have to go back. Part of the application process is I must go back and give detailed, written detailed documentation of major events and performances and things that I've done in my life. And just, I had to go back to some VH tapes to look at some of the stuff I've done. That's just how long. Yes, I know. Amen. So what do you think about that, Prophet Tanya?
About what?
These four areas of the power of all.
I mean, I think that God is so smart and strategic. And even as I'm looking at the power of all and how that coincides with this high holy season that we're in. Mm-hmm. So we just experienced Rosh
Hashanah.
Right. And so that really talks about, I had to ask my bot, celebrating the creation of the world and the reaffirmation of God's sovereignty over all existence, right? Mm-hmm. So that happened, what, 2 days ago?
From the 2nd to the 4th, yes.
And what is Rosh Hashanah?
Okay, Rosh Hashanah is God's new year, okay? Here's the key. And we don't have time to go through everything this morning.
But just like a sentence.
Okay.
I know that's hard for you, but.
Hey, because I'm a teacher. God purposed me okay, to be a teacher. But amen.
What's the sentence?
Don't ask me and don't give me the time to say what I'm going to say.
Whatever.
In Exodus, it talks about when God said, this time for you will be the beginning of months. It'll be the beginning of the counting. Okay. When God says, I'm going to begin. Okay. In Genesis chapter 20, it says in the beginning. Okay. But right here, he tells them in Exodus chapter 12, when he's getting ready to get them delivered from Egypt, okay, from slavery and bondage, this will be the beginning of years and seasons for you.
So it celebrates the creation of kind of our existence. The beginning of years.
Sure.
Okay.
What does your box say?
I just told you. That's what I said. Celebrates the creation of the world and the reaffirmation. How do you say that word?
Reaffirmation.
Of God's sovereignty.
Okay.
Over all existence.
Okay.
In this context. And then I just asked it how it connects with the power of all.
Okay.
It says, in this context, the power of all refers to the divine force that brought the universe into being.
What? Say it again.
It sustains it.
Wait. Say it again.
The power of all, in this context, we're talking about Rosh Hashanah, whatever. In this context, the power of all refers to the divine force that brought the universe into being and sustains it.
It says divine
right
force.
Yeah.
Power.
Yeah.
Okay. A divine force. Well, what does it say after that?
It says it also is a reminder that all creation is interconnected and that all humans have responsibility to honor that interconnectedness.
See, and here's what the enemy did when he brought in disobedience. There's so much division in this earth that this is why when the day of Pentecost, this is why the day of Pentecost was so powerful. They were all in one place with one accord, one passion, one mind, and it activated that force.
So, and then this second part, it says the collective awe of God's creation and the understanding that everything from individuals to the cosmos is a part of the whole emphasis.
A what?
The idea that each person's actions impact the entire world. This reinforces the responsibility to act in harmony with the divine order.
See?
So we're just all connected.
See?
Every aspect.
Right.
And with because the rocks cry out to God.
That's right.
The leaves, all of it. We're all connected,
mm-hmm.
right?
That's
we're
right.
all connected. That God is supreme. So this is even as we're in this new dispensation,
that's right.
an understanding that God, that his immanence.
That's right. His active involvement.
His active, and that's what this is. That's what this is. The active involvement. Mm-hmm. God is involved in every aspect. It's not that he doesn't care. He's involved in it, but he gives us free reign
mm-hmm.
to choose.
That's right.
Right?
That's right. See, so now, so let's check this out. So we're telling you that the Lord said that this is the season, this is the year of 5785, okay? According to God's calendar. Now remember, God's calendar is not our calendar. The earth calendar or the world's calendar is called a Roman or Greek calendar. Okay.
That's right, Michelle.
Its timing goes with the rotation of the earth around the sun. Okay. All that. Or is it the sun around the earth? No, it's the earth around the sun. Okay. Now, God's calendar is dictated by the phases of the moon. Now, once again, what you have to understand is
we're not worshiping the moon.
The truth, the Bible says that you shall know the truth and the truth shall make you free. Now, if we're talking about God's timing, is based on the cycles or the reflections of the moon, then we should be able to see that
in the world. 5785?
5785.
Okay, I did that.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. So now for all of you, with all you're getting, get what?
Understand.
Get understanding. So go to Genesis chapter 1. Amen. Now remember, we're getting ready to break down our glory, 5785. We're going to just, this is just the beginning of telling you what this new season, a new dispensation is all about. Okay.
And we're connecting all of this to what we've been teaching.
Right.
The power of all.
Because you just said it talks about our interconnectedness.
Yes.
Okay. Everything in God's kingdom is interconnected
it
with
really
him.
Is. It
because
really
we came
is.
Out of him.
Absolutely.
Everything that's created. Okay. Now, it's called the God particle. See, even in science, they want to try to negate God's power. But why would you negate God's power and call your DNA strand, the thing that makes up the strands that life is supposed to exist? They call it the God particle because you can find it in every form of creation and organism. It's a God particle. Okay, Genesis chapter 1. Now, listen, remember, we said God's timing circles around the cycles of the moon. Remember, so that means God would reflect how the moon is in dominance in his timing.
And it's important to understand we're not worshiping the moon.
Stop being so spiritual that you ain't no earthly good.
We worship the moon.
You need God created everything and God interconnected everything.
Yeah.
Woo! Okay. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Okay. Can you put Genesis chapter 1 up there? Okay. Then it says, and the earth was without form, void, darkness. And God said, let there be light. And God saw the light and saw that it was good. And God divided the light from darkness. And God called the light day and the darkness night. Okay. So the creation of light was to bring an exposure of the darkness. Amen. Now, look at what he says. Here it is right here.
What verse?
We're going down to, let's go to verse. We're gonna go down to verse 14, just for time's sake. Amen. It says, and God said, let there be lights. First he said, let there be light, which, come on. First he said, let there be light. And then he said, let there be lights in the firmament. What's that?
So in the Amplified, it said, and then God said, let there be light bearers.
What?
Sun, moon, stars.
Wait, say it again.
Then God said, let there be light bearers, sun, moon, and stars.
Oh, my God. See?
I mean, come on now.
We're not that smart.
Right.
This is God's word.
Cancel. We are smart.
No. I didn't say that we weren't smart. Okay. What I'm saying is, I'm not that smart that I could go back being born on September 2nd, 1968, and try to reconnect when I wasn't even on the earth when the Bible was put together and created. I wasn't there at the meeting when they put all the words of Hebrew and tried to translate it and to put it together. Yeah. Now, listen. Some of the words they could not get, but they got this one.
Then God said, let there be light bearers, sun, moon, stars.
Now, in the gospel, Jesus says, I am the light of the world.
Ah, Rosha.
Then he says, you are the light of the world. See, if we're interconnected, we should have a form of light.
So then this also... If we were creating a new canon and developing, we would add humans in there.
And man.
Right? I mean, not again.
See how God is connected.
Sacrilege.
Okay. But let's break down. He said, with all your getting, get understanding. If God created light, which means he is light.
Rosha.
Okay. If God is light.
And we're in him.
Okay. And we were in him. When he created light.
So we have all the attributes of him.
Right. So when he created light within himself, he said, let there be in me. Everything in me will be light. Woo! Somebody. Jesus. And he said, now look. And he said, and let there be lights, plural, in the what? Firmament of the heaven. Now here's the key. Woo, to this firmament of the heaven. Before God separated the heavens and the earth, it was all interconnected.
Yeah, he says here in the expanse of the heavens.
See? Woo! Okay.
Now I have to look at the word expanse.
To divide the what? Day from the night, and let them be for signs. Listen. And let these lights be for signs. And for seasons, and for days, and for years. Uh-huh. And let them be for lights in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth. And it was so. And God made two
great
lights. Now listen, the greater light for the day, the lesser light to rule the night. And he made the stars also. And God set them. Okay, now remember, we said that God interconnected, right? Mm-hmm. And he was the divine force putting everything in place, right? Check it out. And God set them in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth and to rule over the day and over the night and to divide the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. Now, check this out. And the evening and the morning were the fourth day. God's timing doesn't start when the sun come up. He starts at night.
Wow. So to rule over, it says here, God placed them. Well, let me start. Okay. So 16, God made the two lights great, the lighter light, the greater light, the sun, to rule the day.
Okay.
And the lesser light, the moon, to rule the night.
Come on.
He made the galaxies of stars also. Mm-hmm. That is all the amazing wonders in the heavens. I love that. So beautiful. God placed them in the expanse of the heavens to provide light upon the earth.
Come on.
To rule over the day and the night and to separate the light from darkness. And God saw that it was good, and he affirmed and sustained it.
Come on now.
And so I looked up the word expanse. So expanse means refers to a wide open area or stretch of something, often used to describe a large continuous space or surface such as land, water, or sky. It can also refer more abstractly to something vast or extensive, like the expanse of time or knowledge. I love it. Mm-hmm. The term conveys the sense of something that spreads over a considerable distance or an area. And so you talked about the sky, or it was all one. And then this whole huge expanded space was all one.
That's right.
And then that's when God separated.
That's right. See, so the whole point was, God says, I'm not going to keep all of this to myself. He created us, and he separated the heavens and the earth so he could share the great expanse.
So what I find interesting too, as how the Amplified says, the greater light, the sun to rule the day, and the lesser. Let's dive into that a little bit. The lesser light, the moon.
The word says, the last shall be first. And the first.
Yeah.
God never.
Yeah.
He never.
You don't have to flex and try
right,
to.
Yes. Right. Jesus came after 42 generations after Adam.
Yes.
And he's called the second Adam. Oh, come on now.
Yeah.
Okay. He's called the second Adam.
The lesser.
The last shall be first.
Yeah.
So God says, look, I'm going to take.
Yes.
See, I gave the bigger life so my children can have time in the earth. I'm going to use my life, the lesser.
But understand, because we always look at the darkness as a negative, because the moon reflects, it's dark.
That's right.
And I was listening to Dr. Jordan, and they were talking about this idea of darkness. Mm-hmm. And in the darkness, there's life. Right. Think about in the root, when a seed is planted.
That's right.
It doesn't start off in the light. It starts off in the darkness. And then the light is able to permeate the darkness to create. I gotta go to sleep, and y'all trying to keep me woke.
Let's break this down. God,
Rosha.
Okay, let me just go ahead and say this, because then because it's gonna mess with you.
Yeah.
Because God is light. He says, I can pull
Rosha
myself out of anything and everything. He says, and God said, let there be light.
Wait, where verse are you at? Because we didn't say
we're 14. I'm going back to verse 14.
Genesis chapter 1, verse 14.
And he says, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide. To divide. Okay, listen. The division of light from darkness was not to say that everything that is dark is evil.
Come on,
it was to give a separation, because when God created time, there had to be a designation of when time began and when time ends.
Let me read Amplified Bible, verse 14.
Come on.
So then God said, let there be light bearers, sun, moon, stars, and the expanse of heavens to separate the day from the night, and let them be useful.
Come on.
For signs, tokens of God's provident care.
See, here's the thing.
for marking season, days, and years.
So nighttime is not evil.
Ah.
Okay.
Wow. We're breaking. Oh, wow.
This is why we're gonna destroy this seed of racism.
Yes. Ah. Oh, come on now.
The dark skin colors,
yes,
were racially biased,
yeah,
because they were looked upon to be different,
yeah,
and because they had a misunderstanding,
yes,
of God saying that there is a separation of darkness and light.
Yes,
He called. Listen, yes, the devil or Lucifer is called the Prince of Darkness because in his state of being, it refers to ignorance,
right?
Not to destructive hell, death, and the grave.
Yes.
It was a place where wisdom, where is the place where understanding is not prominent. Because the devil had no
understanding. What is?
Darkness.
Oh, no, I absolutely disagree with that.
Listen. Because he's called the Prince of Darkness. Darkness in that state means ignorance.
Oh, not being able, you don't know. You're not aware.
You have no understanding.
Right.
And this is why the Bible says, yeah, with all you're getting, right, get understanding.
So it
the devil didn't have understanding,
yeah,
how his level of, where his level of authority was.
Yeah. Okay.
He was ranked number 3 in all of heaven.
Yes.
Okay. And then when God created us, he said, look, let me go ahead and put the devil in his place. Now I'll make these lights above his light, wow, because he's called an angel. Before he messed up, yeah, he was the leader of the heavens. He led the heavens in worship.
Now I know that this was written and inspired. The Bible was, but really, is the moon the lesser light?
See, here's the thing.
In our feeble understanding.
In our feeble understanding.
Yeah.
Because we sleep at night.
Yes.
We have no understanding of what goes on in the nighttime.
Because there's oh my God.
Why? Because when your body is at rest in the nighttime,
that's healing. When
your body is doing the most work.
And creating.
And, right,
your subconscious is creating. Come on now.
Because now there's no disconnection of your subconscious and God.
Woo!
This is why God can visit you in dreams.
Because the connection
has been made in the nighttime.
So that lie of team no sleep, I'm team no sleep.
That's a lie.
The people that, I don't need sleep, they don't understand. You, without sleep, you can't create.
You can't. Listen. Without the body going into a state of rest.
Yeah. Ooh.
I believe it's called homeostasis.
Yeah, stasis. That's right.
Okay,
that's science.
Right. See, I went to class. See, see, when your body is in homeostasis, everything within the body is in a state of restoration.
Woo!
This is why when people are, what's it called when you can't sleep at night?
Oh, insomnia.
When you're going through states of insomnia.
And how many people have insomnia? It's so prevalent.
See, a lot of times it's because you don't want to go to sleep because you fear the night. You fear the state. And God said, no. That's when I do my best work. See, I talked to Abraham while he was asleep. I made the covenant with Abraham while he was asleep. The Bible says in Genesis chapter 15, he went into a trance. He went into a deep sleep, into a trance. And God said, look, I'm going to walk through the covenant blood of your offering. And because he can find no greater power than himself, I will swear this promise by myself, Abraham.
Wow.
And this is why Paul says the promises of God in him. No. It says in him are yes, and in him, amen.
Oh, my God, my God.
Because it started at the nighttime in him.
Oh, so the dark, nothing happens. Nothing good happens in the dark.
Oh. Freddie?
Yeah.
What? Jason?
They would go to sleep.
See, Freddie would go and visit them in their sleep.
And so that's an unrejuvenated mind. That's a, wow.
It's a lie from the pit of hell.
That's it.
Saying that I'm scared to go to sleep because
yes.
Freddie might come and visit me. And, but now listen, what happened in your dream happened in the real life. If you died in your dream, you died in real life.
So, wow.
See, when we begin to shed light on the darkness, when we bring understanding, this is why 5785 is going to be so powerful for you. 5785, this new season, Isaiah 43:19 says, behold, I do a new thing.
Shall you
not know it? Shall you not have understanding?
And so that's why I think, again, and no shade on the church, but we don't teach this stuff.
See?
We put all these, the time into, you know, praise the Lord, January 1st, the night watch services and all that, but we're not really breaking down, you know, God's feast and his timing.
God's commanded times. God's times of restoration. The feast of the Lord are God's time, listen, of spiritual homeostasis.
Ah, come on now. But we're not taught this. See, we're not taught this stuff.
We're taught. Now listen.
Wow.
Don't get upset about what I'm about to say. Praise God for things that, you know, celebrate holidays and things like that.
Yeah.
But listen, Christmas are great days to bring families together and to share gifts.
Yeah.
Okay, stuff like that. But
there's so much more.
When God says you should know the truth.
Yeah.
Okay. We should be giving gifts and doing all this every day.
Yeah.
Why wait until a day to say, hey, we are going to come?
Remember you saying that, okay?
What's that?
What you just saying, we should be giving gifts every day.
Oh.
So where's my gift?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Okay. Then we're going to go there.
Yep.
Amen. Listen, pray. Listen, y'all just pray for my wife. It's that way she can get back in a homeostasis today.
Whatever.
But listen, let's get the understanding. Even with celebrating Resurrection Sunday. Okay. Praise God. You know, because the world calls it Easter. That was a pagan holiday before it even began. All these things. See, we need to get understanding. God says, come into my presence 3 times in a year. It's not the only time he said to come into his presence, but he said, I want to focus because his kingdom is built on seed time and harvest. Mm-hmm. While the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not cease. Everything that God does in his kingdom reflects in a state of worship.
Yeah.
Okay? The three times in the year, three in the Bible represents obedience. Obedience is an act of worship, okay? This is why you can't worship God without giving him something, okay? Amen. You cannot worship God. Listen,
that's another.
Worship is not the slow songs that we sing at church. That's not worship. Worship is a state. It's called obeisance, okay? It's a state of prostration, okay? Now, I'm going to say this.
So you're giving.
You're giving because because you go from giving money or giving you know wheat loaves or bread loaves or whatever, and you become the offering. Right. Isaac was the forbearance or the foreshadowing of Jesus giving himself for us. You are the ultimate sacrifice. He said, make your body a living sacrifice. When you submit, when you obey the purpose of God in your life, everything in your life begins to change, and it begins to change like that. When we came back here in 2009, and the Lord said, I called you to be a teacher. Said, and he said two things about me. He says, I called you to be a teacher, and I called you to be a prophet. When I submitted, when I made myself a living sacrifice to pursue what God had purposed me to do and become.
To pursue the power of all in your life.
See? Why? Because it's taking me back to my original state.
The power of
my all. State of purpose and life
purposeful
in God.
Purposeful existence.
See? See? We can't make this up. Look. Number 3, purposeful existence. The purposeful existence, this principle emphasizes that each person's life has a specific purpose designed by God.
Wow.
Understanding that your life has purpose can give you a sense of direction and motivation, knowing that you are a part of a larger plan.
This is just crazy.
Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans that I think, okay? This version says plans I have for you, but the King James says, I know the thoughts that I think toward you, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. This says to give you a future and a hope, okay? When you understand.
Look at Ephesians 22.
For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works.
Wait.
Okay, Romans chapter, get back here. Romans chapter 8. I'm trying to get this thing out the way here.
It's you can't see it. You can see it.
Oh, and we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love them, who have been called according to his purpose.
Now, so those that are in alignment.
That's right. So now when you go back to Ecclesiastes chapter 3, to everything there is a season and a time, every purpose under the heaven.
What you just did was you rightly divided the word of God.
See?
The interconnection of God's word.
See? And this is where God is.
Yeah.
See? Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. This is why when they were in the upper room, what was really released was the freedom from ignorance.
Wow.
Because when that power came in, it didn't come from the room. The Bible says it came from heaven.
It was like fire set upon them.
Right. So God connected. He used the fire, which means they were all in that place and they had all stepped into a state of a vision, dream state together at the same time, and God came in.
Powerful.
So, I was going to tell you.
We have to stop, right?
Yeah, but I have to, I have to tell you what 5785 is all about, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, I'm going to put it up here. So, which means that y'all going to have to come back because we're going to continue.
Yes.
Now, we said all that to say this, that 5785 is going to be your season of abundant, multiplied grace.
Amen.
5785 is going to be your season of abundant, multiplied grace. When you look at the five represents grace, strength, power. The seven represents completion, maturity, conclusion. The eight represents new beginning. Mm-hmm. And then we have another five. Now, it just so happens that there are two fives in this season, right? When you add the five, the seven, the eight, and the five together, it comes out to 25.
Okay.
25 is five plus multiplied eight by five. I'm going to say it again. 25 is the square. Five is the square root of 25. Are you getting this? Multiplied.
Hmm.
Multiplied. Okay. In other words, he's going to multiply the power you need to be effective in this season. Because you're going to do more in this season that you've ever done in your life. Man. This is why you need to go ahead and start walking. You need to go to the gym. You need to go do something. Paul said, look, exercise, it does have some benefit. Okay. But if we would keep our minds stayed on him, we'll stay in a state of peace.
Amen.
Amen? So listen. So we're getting ready to sow our seed, okay? I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. Now, once again, God's kingdom is built on seed, time, and harvest. While the earth remains, seed, time, and harvest, summer, winter, day and night, cold and heat shall not cease. So we are doing this seed as the 5785 seed, okay? We're going to sow into this new season, this new year, okay? Can you tell them how and where we can sow the seed?
Amen. And so on the
left side
is Restored Ministries International, which is the overarching umbrella of our ministry in
the ministry. Yeah. The ministry.
So the first way that you can sow is you can do PayPal. You can use our handle at Restored Men, INTL, or if you have a smartphone, you can take your camera, click on that QR code, and it'll take you right to PayPal. The second way you can sow your seed is you can use Zelle, and you can use our email, restoredmenintl@gmail.com. The third way is my favorite way, and I got my 5785 seed into the ground. I sowed it to Cash App. The third way you can sow is through Cash App. You can use the handle Restored MI. Mm-hmm. All right. And like I said, so what we ask for you all to do.
This is what we do.
We do. So I was proud. I was like, oh, what is the year? So I got my, so I use Cash App. That's kind of my favorite way. And then the last way that you can sow your seed is you can go to our website, Restored at www.restoredministriesint.org, and you can click on the link and it'll take you there and you can get your seed processed. Remember, the seed leaves your hand or your bank account and it never leaves your life.
Okay. Now, the second way, which is called the teruma. Okay. The Bible talks about the teruma.
Wait, there's another offering. What do you mean, second way? Okay, good.
To give, okay?
Okay.
It's called the Teruma, Ezekiel 44:30. Now, after we get done with 5785, I'm going to be showing you how Teruma was the first offering that was ever given. Mm. It was given to the priest. This is why Jesus is called our high priest. Oh, come on now. Ezekiel 44:30. And the first of all, the first fruits of all things and of every oblation, which is the word teruma in Hebrew, of all and of every sort of teruma shall be the priest. You shall also give it to the priest the first of your dough, that he, the priest, shall cause or speak the blessing to rest in your house.
So even as it says here, the teruma is... So there were various offerings that God required. Mm-hmm. Man didn't create this, right?
Right.
God required specific offerings that he required, that he wanted the people to give. Mm-hmm. So the teruma was a strategic setup by God, so that the men of God could be sustained. Mm-hmm. The priests that were serving in, because they didn't own land, they didn't own cattle, right?
That's
right. None of that.
God was their inheritance.
Right. So as it says, the teruma refers to a sacred offering or contribution set apart and given to the priests, the Levites, and represented a small portion, typically around 2.5% of the person's produce or earnings. This offering or the teruma was considered holy and meant to support the priest who dedicated their lives to religious service and had no other means of sustenance.
Okay, so now, when we understand, now listen, when you get this understanding, okay, that when you sow it into the hand of the priest, okay, in other words, you are getting rid of the middleman, okay?
Ooh.
Okay, anything, because the whole reason why God did this was to reconnect us and to restore our connection, our interconnectedness with Him, the Father. This is why He's called Elohim. His number one name is Elohim.
Yeah.
He's Father and Creator. Mm. This is why we are the children of the Most High.
El Elyon.
Okay, that's the one who's in ruling authority.
Yeah.
So when God created the heavens and the earth, Elohim and El Elyon were in operation.
Yeah.
This is how the whole interconnectedness of the universe, not just man and God, universe.
Wow.
Because it says in the beginning, God created.
Yeah.
Creation starts in the mind of God.
Wow.
So I was a thought in the mind of God in the beginning.
Powerful stuff.
And it wasn't just a generic thought. He knew me by name. Doesn't it say that? He says, whom he foreknew, mm-hmm. he predestinated.
Yeah.
So let's get this together. Sowing your seed into the hand of the prophet. Use my Cash App, $MD Bryant. Sow your seed. $57.85, $157.85. Any denomination of $57.85. Why? Because you are showing God and the devil. You are in agreement. You are interconnected with his new season. Now, when you do this, it opens up the mouth of the prophet. Mm-hmm. So when you sow your seed, we're getting ready to pray right now. Father, right now, your word says, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not cease. Father, I speak that this is their season of abundant multiplied grace. As they sow the 5785 seed, Father, they'll have power, grace, completion, new beginning, transition, the divine mind, and more power multiplied in them. Father, I declare and decree that what the devil meant for evil, you've already returned it around. You've turned it around and reconnected it to you, the good. So, Father, right now, we just thank you. We praise you. We thank you for this time. We thank you for their support. And we thank you that their house is resting in grace. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
So we want to thank everyone for joining in and watching us. We're going to see you next week. Don't miss the Daily Bread. Have a blessed day.
We love you. Happy New Year.